The Sierra Club has accused Duke Energy of allowing unsafe levels of sulfur into the air in Asheville. A study by the group shows Duke's Asheville coal plant exceeds federal limits. Duke says it's complying with all standards. Both could be right because of a dispute between states and the federal government, as WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
5 years ago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency tightened sulfur limits, specifically to protect children and the elderly from breathing problems airborne sulfur can cause. The Sierra Club hired environmental compliance consultant Howard Gebhardt to check the amount coming from Duke's Asheville plant. He took the company's own data and plugged it into a model of Asheville's meteorological conditions to see where the wind pushes the pollution. Northeast of the plant, Gebhardt says, there's way too much.
These concentrations exceed the standard by roughly a factor of three or more, and they occur fairly frequently, about one out of every 3 to 4 days.
Duke installed scrubbers to filter out most of the sulfur in 2005 and 6 in response to a state law. But the report says after a couple of years, the plant switched to a cheaper coal with more sulfur in it. Duke spokeswoman Catherine Butler acknowledges that's true.
Higher sulfur coal provides a cost savings to our customers. And so, we balance a number of obligations, including cost to our customers. And so that's a big focus.
Even with the switch, Butler says the company has stayed under state limits. The problem, she says, is that model Gebhardt used.
When you run the model, because it doesn't have the same assumptions for various terrains, it just doesn't work.
But the EPA recommends that model for measuring sulfur. Neither Duke nor regulators have pointed to problems in Gebhardt's work. And yet, regulators aren't jumping at the report's findings either. Ashley Featherstone at the Asheville Air Quality Agency agrees with Duke. The model can overestimate.
They tend to be conservative.
They show sort of your worst case scenario.
Exactly.
Featherstone says setting up monitors to actually measure emissions is far more accurate, but Asheville doesn't have any monitors.
That's correct.
Without monitors and with modeling problems, Featherstone says North Carolina is still figuring out how to comply with the stricter sulfur limits that the EPA set 5 years ago.
They're looking at whether or not they will determine compliance with modeling data or actual air pollution monitoring data. And so all of that is being worked out now.
It sounds to me like, okay, so the standard is out there, but you know they haven't really figured out how we want to check for that standard. So right now, we don't really have a process in place for that, so we're not really doing that, is what it sounds like.
That is correct.
Part of this is standard. The EPA sets a limit and then tells states how to enforce it. But the how in this case has been a point of contention between the EPA and state regulators across the country. When to use modeling, how many monitors to have, and so forth. And the rule has been pushed back, currently until the middle of this year. In the meantime, the stricter, nearly five-year-old sulfur standard isn't enforced. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.